Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something really fascinating. We're peeling back the layers of a very, very specialized spiritual service.
And it's not just specialized, it's geo-targeted. We're looking at a blueprint for addressing a specific problem in a specific place.
Exactly. The topic, pulled straight from our source material, is titled precisely Evil Spirit Removal in Brisbane. So we're going to examine the claims, the methods, and the whole strategy behind this service offered by an individual named Pandit Srihari.
And we should be clear, we're treating this as a case study. What does this ad copy, this service offering, tell us about the modern spiritual marketplace?
Right.
It's a remarkable fusion. You know, when we analyze this, we have to look at the language. Words like dark energies, negative influences, these aren't just thrown in there.
They're very deliberate.
Very. They define a clear problem, let's call it affliction, and then they present a powerful ancient solution. It establishes authority right away.
Okay, so let's start with the basics then. The address. Why Brisbane? That geographical tag feels so intentional.
It's one of the most compelling parts, isn't it? It takes this ancient, complex spiritual tradition
and plants it right in the middle of a modern Australian city.
Exactly. It grounds an abstract problem in the client's actual physical world. It signals immediate relevance. It removes that barrier of distance.
And the primary claim itself is, well, it's high stakes, evil spirit removal in Brisbane. It's even marketed as powerful spiritual healing.
It's not life coaching.
No. This promises a definitive removal of a defined negative force. It's targeting a very specific kind of distress.
And if you're in that area feeling, overwhelmed by bad luck or anxiety, what the source calls dark energies, you're looking for someone who gets your localized situation.
Right.
The stated goal is to provide, and I'm quoting, effective spiritual healing to free your life from dark energies and negative influences.
That's the real insight here, I think.
Yeah.
It's giving a name to those nameless anxieties we all feel.
Yes. Instead of just, I feel stuck, it provides a narrative.
The narrative is, you are affected by dark energies, and here is the powerful ancient fix.
Precisely. It makes the problem solvable. It shifts the burden from, some kind of personal failure to an external spiritual attack.
So once you accept that diagnosis, the relief comes from the promised fix.
That's the core value proposition. You go from this chaotic feeling to a codified problem, and then finally to a clear solution.
Okay, so if the affliction is dark energies, the removal process has to be just as specific.
Yeah.
How does Pandit Srihari claim to actually do it?
This is where we get to the heart of the expertise.
The knowledge systems mentioned in the source.
Right. It's a combination of practices. The foundation is a deep expertise in Vedic rituals and astrology. It's a two-part system.
Let's unpack that combination because that's what makes this different from, generic spiritual guidance. What does each part do?
Okay, so think of it this way. Astrology provides a diagnosis.
The diagnosis.
Yeah, the contextual understanding. An astrological chart can, in theory, pinpoint when and how these negative influences might have created an opening for dark energy.
So it's the when and the why.
Yeah.
The framework for the problem.
Exactly. And then the Vedic rituals, they provide the action.
The fix.
These are structured ancient practices. They're the mechanisms of intervention, the ceremonies designed to cleanse, purify, and repel.
That separation is really powerful. It makes it sound less like a shot in the dark and more like a carefully engineered process. Diagnosis than prescription.
Mm-hmm.
But the source adds a third element, which seems to bridge the gap. Divine guidance.
Yes, and that's a key distinction.
So if the rituals are the action plan and astrology is the diagnostic tool, where does divine guidance fit?
I think it ensures the service is never purely mechanical. If you just rely on texts and charts, the solution could feel
generic.
Impersonal, exactly. Yeah. This guidance element implies a personal channel of insight for that specific client.
So it's like a personalized filter.
It is. It suggests he isn't just applying ritual A because the chart says so. It implies the how and the when of the cleansing is informed by direct spiritual insight.
It's almost like a quality control mechanism then. It adds a huge layer of trust, which has to be vital in these kinds of high-stakes services.
Absolutely.
So once that negative force is identified and removed, the source is really explicit about what comes next. What are the results? What's restored?
The outcomes are described with a universal language that speaks directly to modern stress. The source promises to restore three key states.
Okay, what are they?
Harmony, peace, and protection.
Harmony, peace, and protection. Let's break those down.
Harmony speaks to that internal balance, right? Mm. That chaotic feeling is resolved. Peace is about emotional calm, replacing anxiety, and protection.
That last one feels essential.
It is. It implies the fix is durable. It's not temporary. It's a shielding against future problems.
So it provides closure on the whole narrative. You don't just solve today's issue. You build a defense against tomorrow's.
Exactly. The promise is a complete transformation. You go from a life defined by negative influence to one that is shielded, balanced, and calm.
It's a clean before and after story. Eliminate evil forces and bring positivity back into your life. It's very compelling.
Very.
And as we said, this is a service offering, a business. So the final part of the source details the practical side of things. How do people connect?
And this is where the ancient practice meets modern business strategy. It's fascinating.
The source gives three distinct contact methods, right?
It does. First, there's the website URL. And listen to how specific it is. bestastrologersrihari.com/evil-spirit-removal in Brisbane.
Wow. That is optimized for someone typing Spirit Removal Brisbane into a search engine.
100%. It's a targeted digital landing page. It confirms they're in the right place for that exact problem.
And beyond that digital front door,
you have the direct options, a contact phone number, which is +61402229924, and an email address.
Panda3Hari76@gmail.com.
And having both is strategic. Some people in a crisis want the immediacy of a phone call. Others might prefer email to lay everything out.
It covers all the bases. It maximizes the potential for someone to actually reach out.
It's a very structured approach to delivering a very specialized service.
So that really brings us to the end of our analysis here. We've looked at the problem, the dark energies. We've looked at the dual mechanism solution.
Vedic rituals for the action, astrology for the diagnosis.
With that filter of divine guidance, all leading to this value proposition of peace, harmony, and crucially, protection.
It's a complete package.
A highly niche spiritual offering, tailored specifically to a modern place, Brisbane.
And that combination, that's really what we want you to mull over. You have these ancient sacred technology.
Vedic practices, thousands of years old.
Right, from thousands of miles away, and they're being packaged and marketed successfully using the most modern tools we have.
A dedicated URL, a phone number, an email.
So what does that tell us about the persistence of these spiritual needs and the incredible flexibility of traditional systems to meet them?
It just raises that important question of how these age-old ideas of affliction and protection translate into searchable, accessible service models all across the globe.
A fascinating question.
It's a perfect snapshot of how tradition and globalization meet. Thank you for diving deep into this with us today. Go explore these intersections. We'll connect with you next time.